It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday, there were 1,611 COVID-19 tests. 22 came back positive, or a percentage rate of only 1.3%. In the state, there are now 2,646 total cases. Of those, 2,127 have recovered. 34 people currently hospitalized, and the Department of Health reported 4 new deaths yesterday, bringing the statewide total to 65. The military says no suspects are being sought in a shooting that left 2 airmen dead at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. The base's spokeswoman, Leah Green, says the 2 airmen found dead Monday morning, quote, were the only ones involved in the incident, close quote. Green would not comment on whether investigators believed the shooting was an apparent murder-suicide, and the names of the deceased airmen may be released today. From the Jamestown Sun, 17 benches in Jamestown were vandalized with graffiti Monday night. The messages, according to Nick Hardy with the Jamestown Police Department, appear to be related to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Mike Baugh is the owner of Rough Rider Signs, which is the company that owns the benches. He says that costs were estimated in the thousands of dollars range from the vandalism. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found at our website, newsdakota.com.